Thank you for listening to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now here's a great clip from our show where we discuss with you our universe.
And it ties into our last story, which is that it was on, here's a story from The Independent in the UK. The universe shouldn't exist, scientists say, after finding bizarre behavior of antimatter. We don't know why the universe isn't destroying itself. Andrew Griffin is the author. Scientists say that the universe should not exist after finding strange behavior of antimatter. And it goes into our universe shouldn't exist and what they're doing at CERN, which I don't know, seems a little bit strange. Seems to be a lot going on at CERN. All of our observations find a complete symmetry between matter and antimatter, which is why the universe should not actually exist, explained Christian Samora, the author of a new study conducted at CERN. An asymmetry must exist here somewhere, but we simply do not understand where the difference is. What is the source of the symmetry break? The latest possibility was matter and antimatter's different magnetism, but new research shows that they are identical in that way too, lending further mystery to the question of why the universe is still around at all. So here's another article, Angel Particle, that is both matter and antimatter discovered. There's a hell of a lot going on out there. It's a great, just a great story. On InfoWars, universe without God shouldn't exist, CERN research suggests. Evidence boosts 2009 theory of hypercosmic God. So they're making the case that, and I like InfoWars, they're slanted, they're actually slanted pro-truth. They happen to like Trump right now. And so do I, because I do think he's more likely to get to the bottom of some things because he doesn't go along with everything. And I think, you know, we're $20 trillion in debt. I don't really even care. It's not even about if somebody's doing the perfect thing. We clearly can't go in the same direction. So if people go along with everything, it could be a problem. Because we weren't really going in the right direction. Now, some people say Trump could take us in a worse direction, but I don't know how much worse it can get than being $20 trillion in debt, basically building that up over 16 years and then killing 500,000 children in Iraq. And some people would say, oh, he's crazy. He's going to nuke the entire planet. I don't know. Guy became a billionaire, multi-billionaire. He can't be that, you know, come on. Everybody liked him when he was on The Apprentice, right? Rappers liked him. I mean, everybody liked him. They respected him. But, you know, he said some crazy things, I guess. But, you know, people have done a lot crazier things than he's actually said. But, you know, he's the president, so I get it. So anyway. But InfoWars was a, they were kind of like not so positive about Bush, so they're not just Republican. So a lot of things they talk about end up becoming true. InfoWars.com. You know, and it's not just like they're Republican. They're trying to get to the bottom of things, and they support people who are more likely to get to the bottom of things above all else. So yeah, it's that is the more. The most important priority above being polite and nice and above being a Democrat or Republican, although right now it's pretty slanted towards certain Republicans, but they complain about Republicans a lot. All the establishment Republicans, they don't really, InfoWars, they're not really into the establishment Republicans. And I would love, you know, I love Democrats. I love them because they want to care about people. But you know what? We got to realize there's people above the government that are calling the shots. And until we get to the bottom of that, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can't just, you know, take your eye off that. That's the whole issue. It's the entire issue. And we can send love their way, even if they have the people above the government. And there are people. Who's above the government? Anybody lobbying the government in a major way. It doesn't have to be a mass conspiracy. Big companies. They're calling shots. Trust me, they're calling the shots. Watch our interview with billionaire investor Jim Rogers. The senators don't even read the bills they vote on. They don't even get to read them. They're like 20,000 pages. Who's writing the law? The senators aren't writing the law. Who's actually writing the laws that we vote on? So, anyway. Universe without God shouldn't exist, CERN research suggests. And what's come to me from invisible forces is that we are God. You are God. Just a possibility. But God is within you. And there's good in all of our hearts. And the good is what actually lives on. And it's in everybody's heart. The quote-unquote good and bad. Let me ask you this. A lion and a cheetah, and are they good or bad? I mean, they kill gazelles. We kill things. I'm vegan now, but I killed a lot of animals when I wasn't vegan eating. Every day I had chicken or something. Am I good or bad? I mean, the chicken would think I'm pretty bad. I'm eating them, you know. So what came to me is that there's good in everything, and that's what actually is real. And that's what lives on. So tell us what you think. So I hope this episode overall has been at least eye-opening, sort of interesting. I want to know what your feelings are. You know, again, I have this video that we got almost 20,000 views. We have another one that got 100,000 views at youtube.com/believeloveyou and on believe.love. You know, we're growing. All you have to do is share the links. I really hope this has helped you. It's helped me just to present other perspectives. And it's been an honor to talk to you and try to just present another view. And yours is just as important. So share these links and tell us your views. And if you support finding the good in everything and trying to send love to all sides and trying to shine a light on the toughest parts of our world, including any problems that I have. I mean, I want to support the problems you have. But all I think is that, you know what? Love is understanding, just understanding. Understanding. And I have to understand that a lot of people aren't ready for this. They don't want to do this. You know, we're in a war against ourselves. There is a war. We're in a war against ourselves. You know? Who's going to win? Who's going to win? You win anytime, right? We can win anytime. When we decide we just need to help each other get to the bottom of the darkest parts of humanity. The parts where, yeah, men are crazy sex addicts and women are liars and they do crazy things and then make up accusations. Not all of them, but some of them. And not all men are evil, but some of them, you know, do these crazy, all these dark things, you know. People need major help. And I mean, it should be the top priority. And I'll volunteer. I need major help. I get mad at people. It builds up. It's like, you know, this one thing will happen. Another thing will happen. And I just can't deal with anything. But, you know, I'm getting better. There are certain things that have helped me to get better. So you can check those out on our channel. We interviewed, I don't know, 100 people by now, maybe 50 celebrities, CEOs, health experts, hundreds of videos for free on our channel. And it's all for you. It's all for you. It's an honor to even possibly help you. It really is. It makes my life worth living. That's why I'm here. And just share the videos and comment, and hopefully we can unite through in a realistic way by really looking at the people in charge, which includes the government and even people the government reports to, which are the people in charge of the money. The Federal Reserve is a private corporation. What I mean is to send love to them. To send love to them. I could sit there and say I hate them and there's a conspiracy and everything else. I don't know. Maybe there is. But they need love even more then. They need love even more. If you saw me as a bigger dick than you are, well, that probably means I need love more than you. Right? So if I see the Federal Reserve and George Soros and all these people, whoever, you know, Trump or Obama, and they're ruining my life, and they're worse than me. Let's say I decide, oh, they're worse than me. It probably means that they need love more than I do. So, something to think about. And women especially have power in this category. They especially have power. Yeah, they can act like a man, and they're smart. Oh, well, I guess women could be smarter than men, right? They can do everything men can. But specifically, they have power in terms of understanding. You know, generally men are more logical, right? Emotional intelligence. And I think they could easily get sucked into needing to be masculine to fight off the men. But that love angle, I mean, I'm talking about loving the toughest of that masculine energy. Because it's actually not a male-female thing. It's like a masculine-feminine, which we all have that in us. Some people have, you know, it's flipped around. They're more feminine and they're male, or they're more masculine. So that's fine. That's just understandable. That's nature. It is what it is. You know, I think that's good. But that energy is there, and the toughest parts of male energy can get out of control. And that's probably what needs the most love. You know, pretending it's not there, trying to fight it and everything else, I'm not sure. Trying to be stronger than it, I'm not sure that's going to work out. More love, and it's so tough. That's why we need the help of the feminine. Because I can sit here and say it, and I can barely deal. I want to fight back again when a company, I've said this a few times in this episode, $70 gets screwed up from some error from a company, or they don't want to help. And I'm like, it could piss me off to high heaven, much less forgiving the people that have run up $20 trillion, are enslaving humanity, killing people that have created technologies that could end poverty, like maybe Dr. Royal Rife and Lakovsky and Tesla, and I don't know if they were all killed, but there's definitely people that have been railroaded, Martin Luther King, and I mean, you know, yeah, that could be a little bit upsetting. The obvious choice is to want to go to war and to fight Trump and fight Obama and fight all this shit. It's like just take a mirror and yell at yourself. It's easier. That's it. Yell. It's yell right at yourself. But maybe we can figure out that we're in that cycle, and in the feminine especially can see that cycle happening and send love to it by directly addressing it. You know what I would love? I would really love this. If there was somebody, male or female, from the other side of the political divide, that said, this person, and they really wanted to help them so that we could move forward. Like, to love them. And not, like, condescending. Like, oh, I'm going to help them to see my point of view. No, just to help them and send them love and positivity. So I could say that if I'm more leaning towards Trump because I'm a man, or I feel that hopefully he's, you know, and I voted for Obama. I love Democrats. I love them. But I voted for Trump too. And if we could just bridge that divide, and I could be like, you know, I love the Democrats. I love Antifa. All these groups that I think are a little bit going out of control. And I understand they're seeing some guy named just President Trump, and they think he's a racist, and he hasn't done certain things, and, you know, I get it. And I send love to them, not condescendingly, but knowing that we have enslaved people before in this country, and that they would be tough. I can't imagine if I was, you know, and I could see where people would get fired up. Really understand what's going on. And then hope that they could do the same thing, that somebody might support President Trump because they ultimately think that he's outside the system. The system has major problems even above the government. And it's not about Republicans or Democrats. It's about shaking things up and getting to the bottom of some things. And hopefully he does that. It's not 100% guaranteed. But I'll tell you what, one thing. We know that companies buy off both sides because that's what companies do. They lobby, and it's a fact. It's not possibly happening. It's a fact. Look at the top donors for McCain and Obama. It's the same companies. Goldman Sachs, oil companies. They contributed to both. Look at the top contributors. The corporate donations, Hillary Clinton, President Trump, 400 to 1. 400 times the amount of corporate donations went to Hillary Clinton. Not that corporations are bad, but most Democrats think they are bad, or that they're causing problems, especially Bernie Sanders supporters. So anyway, this got a little bit political here, but not really. It's not political. It's just in the news a lot. By the way, if it wasn't in the news a lot, would we really care that much? I don't think we would give a damn. Now, we probably should, because people, in theory, those people are running our world, right? But the news is, it's orchestrated to a great degree. We're keeping these things in our consciousness, and we're all responsible for it. But we can send love to that as well. If you want different news, I'll create it. I'll create it. That's what we're doing. We have a few reporters and things like that, or we have, and it hasn't gone as smoothly as I wanted. All you got to do is share the links and just say, hey, this guy says a lot of stuff, but maybe some things are interesting, so we can move forward and find peace and try to love both Republicans and Democrats, and try to forgive the people doing the toughest things and the craziest things, and try to find harmony in ourselves and try to help each other, because we're all hypocrites to a point, or we have been to some degree, and try to move forward and also be realistic about what's going on. And if you feel that way, share the links. I'll build it. I'll build the news network. And we can slowly all get into harmony, right? But also be realistic about what's going on in our world, or what could be going on. Because not everything is bad. Not everything is a conspiracy. But there's a lot going on in our universe and around us. There's just a lot to be aware of. Even about me. even that I started a company named Love, and I was the angriest bastard. Angry. Oh, my God. Rage. And it still creeps up on me sometimes. And I need tremendous love. I need tremendous love. And I mean, you know, I ask for forgiveness. I send forgiveness out, and I need to do it more. And it's hard for me to send forgiveness because I've been thinking, man, people give me a lot. I don't know about people. They're tough. I don't know that I can deal with them, you know. Even myself, it's hard to deal with, you know. So we go through these things. But that's part of it. It's part of our progression. Here we are. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Believe. I'm Nicholas Upchurch. Share our links if you'd like at from www.believe.love or youtube.com/believe loves you. Subscribe and hit the notification bell so you get notified. And, you know, going to China, going to bring you some more cool videos. And it's an honor to hang out with you. Just get involved. Comment. If I see it, I'll comment back and try to grow this. We know we need more views. That's it. We need more views. We're getting there, but we have a long way to go. We're going to try to bring you some more celebrity interviews. I might get a place in Vegas. It's a little place. Try to interview celebrities. I think that's, you know, it gets a lot of eyeballs. Try to cover more things that get eyeballs and still integrate our message, which is basically try to be realistic, but love all sides and just become aware and just realize we need tremendous help. We need to help each other because there's major things going on within us and all around us. And we can get to the bottom of these things and help the people involved. And forgive and try to make sure it doesn't keep happening. And so let's do it. So it's an honor to talk to you. I'm sending you a lot of love wherever you may be. Thank you for joining me on Believe, and have a great day or night, wherever in the universe you may be.